You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good afternoon, everyone. So we are having a series entitled Truth Be Told, and we are now in our fifth week, okay, of our series. And bakit natin ito pinag-uusapan, yung Truth Be Told? Because we are looking and studying the parables of Jesus so that it will help us to know the truth of God. And we all know, we've been defining yung parables for the past couple of weeks. Okay? And we said that parables are short stories to illustrate moral and spiritual lesson. Okay? And the very reason Jesus used the parables so that he can point his audience to the truth of God's word or to his Father, to the kingdom itself. Can I invite everyone to please stand as we will be reading the word of God? I want you to turn your book, your Bible, in the book of Matthew. All right, Matthew 20, starting in verse 1. Medyo mahaba-haba po itong babasahin natin. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard, and going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. So, ang dami pong mga tambay niya nakikita. And to them, he said, you go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you. So, they went, going out again about the sixth hour and ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, why do you stand here idle all day? Nakakita na ba kayo ng ganun yung buong araw nakatayo lang? Hindi gumagalaw sa pwesto. Ano kayang problema niya, no? They said to him, because no one has hired us. He said to them, you go into the vineyard too. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard sent to this foreman, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. And when those hired about the 11th hour came, so isang oras na lang bago matapos yung araw, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, these last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he replied to one of them, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. Two more verses, I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first and the first last. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, for this afternoon. Lord, we even ask your very presence, God, to be here with us. Lord, even as we study your word together, we ask you, God, to give us an understanding, give us wisdom, Lord, so that we may know, Lord God, what you are trying to communicate to us in this parable. God, allow us to know that very truth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Not only that, but we pray, God, that as we go out of this place, we will all be changed by your word. Father, we bless the preaching of your word today. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody will say, amen. All right, maupo na po tayo. All right, just to give us a background or context ng binasa natin, nanggaling po ito, ang pinanggalingan ng parable na to is nung time na si Jesus ay meron siyang nakausap na rich young ruler. Okay, we will go back dun sa Matthew 19, starting in verse 16 to 24. Makikita natin dito na merong young rich ruler who was not willing to meet the terms of discipleship. Kasi alam natin, no, pagka kinakausap ni Jesus yung mga tao that time, especially his disciples, about being a disciple of him, meron siyang mga binibigyan na requirements. Now, when people hear this, parang ayaw na lang sundin. Okay? And this very moment, yung young ruler, tinatanong niya si Jesus, paano ba, teacher, paano ba magkaroon ng eternal life? Okay? So, he's very confident in approaching Jesus. And that moment, sabi ni Jesus, yun ba yung kailangan mong malaman? Simple lang. Gawin mo to. Okay? Honor me yung father and mother mo. mahalin mo yung neighbor mo, i-honor mo si God. Then sabi nung rich young ruler, Master, lahat yan, nagawa ko na yan. Simula nung bata ko, alam ko na po yan. In other version ng Bible, sinasabi ni Jesus, you want to be perfect? Okay, sabi ni Jesus, gusto mo ba talagang magkaroon ng eternal life? Then go. There's one thing that you lack, sabi niya dun sa rich young ruler. Sabi niya, go and sell your possession and give it to people and give it away. Pero alam natin story, dahil sobrang yaman niya at ang dami niyang mga treasure, so anong nangyari sa story, tinalikuran niya si Jesus and lumayo siya na malungkot yung kanyang muka. And that very moment also, si Peter was with Jesus listening to that conversation. And while yung young rich ruler ay papalayo, eto naman si Peter biglang humirit. Alam niyo, knowing yung personality niya, no, ni Peter, he's so bold, he's so passionate, pero sometimes, yung pagiging passionate niya, sometimes pure emotion lang. What do I mean by that? Remember yung time na in-approach ni Peter si Jesus, yung sinasabi niya, Jesus, hanggang kailan ba dapat magpatawad? Hanggang 7 times ba? Kasi nung time na na-encounter niya si Jesus, nung nababago yung buhay niya, for him, okay, ito na yung conviction niya, ito na yung standard niya. 7 beses siya nagpapatawad ng tao. Pero he was surprised when he heard Jesus speaking to him. No, hindi 7 times lang. Kailangan 70 times 7. Ibig sabihin, kinukommunicate ni Jesus kay Peter na pag magpapatawad ka, kailangan walang limit. Okay? Then another scenario, nung time na sinasabi ni Jesus na he will be handed to the hand of the sinners. Ano sabi ni Jesus? Ay, ano sabi ni Peter sa kanya? Lord, hindi kita iiwanan. Hanggang kamatayan, hindi kita i-deny. Pero ano nangyari? Di ba? Nung time na nandiyan yung mga soldier, okay, isa siya sa mga lumayo. Sumama siya kung saan dinala si Jesus. Pero nung tinatanong na siya nung mga tao malapit sa kanya, siya yung unang-unang nag-deny. Are you following me? Now here's another scenario. Si Peter, okay, humirit na naman siya. Sabi niya kay Jesus, Lord, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us? Alam niyo ba, sinasabi ng mga Bible scholars na it appears that Peter is wanting to know, nung sinabi niya yung question na yon, kung yung mga mayayaman, masasave ba talaga? Okay, alam natin, everybody will be saved through Jesus Christ. Pero this time, gusto niya lang alamin kung talagang may kakayahan ba yung mga mayayaman na magkaroon ng eternal life. Not only that, pero kaya daw tinanong ni Peter yung question na yun para malaman kung ano ba yung naghihintay din para sa kanya. Ano ba yung para sa akin? Okay, alam natin, di ba, yung rich young ruler, hindi niya maibigay yung mga ari-ari niya dahil sa sobrang dami. Pero si Peter, parang feeling niya, ha, ako nga, iniwanan ko nga yung trabaho ko para sumunod kay Jesus. Jesus, ano bang para sa akin? Pero, alam niyo ba, sinasabi ng mga scholar na yung question daw ni Peter na yon can be viewed as coming from a commercial or mercenary spirit. Ibig sabihin, galing daw yun sa greedy spirit. Pag sinabing commercial and mercenary, na kaya daw tinatanong ni Peter yon kasi gusto niya mag-benefit siya. Gusto niya malaman, ano ba yung benefit ko pag now that I have left everything to follow Jesus. Okay? And kung titingnan mo yung statement na sinabi ni Peter, parang wala namang problema, tama? Wala namang mali siya dun sa sinabi niya. Pero, knowing si Jesus, okay, kaya niyang malaman kung ano yung motive at saka intention ng heart, this led him in sharing this parable. Okay? And now, what's the parable? Here's the story. Na merong landowner, okay, na naghahanap siya ng bunch of workers. And as early as 6 a.m., okay, itong landowner na to, gumising na naghahanap siya ng trabahador. Hanggang sa meron siyang na-encounter na first group, okay, nung 6 a.m., na nag-agree, according sa binasa natin, na nag-agree sila na bayaran sila ng denarius. Alam niyo yung denarius noon, sinasabi na kaya niyang buhayin yung isang pamilya in a day. Sapat na yon para bumili ng mga pagkain. Okay, para masustain. Pero hindi ko lang na-research ngayon, kung magkano yung equivalent niya sa panahon natin. Okay, I don't know. Okay? And sinasabi rito na after 6 a.m., nung 9 a.m. na, naglakad pa uli yung landowner hanggang sa meron naman siya nakitang tambay. Idol. Nakatayo lang doon. Okay? Parang ganito. Okay, yung mga grupo na yan. Alam niyo ba, itong picture na to galing kay Pastor Romel. Sinasabi niya na yung mga, meron doon talagang culture, yung mga Muslim o yung mga Jew that time na for them to have a work, tatambay lang doon sila sa isang lugar. Hindi nila kultura yung lumapit sa isang company para mag-apply. Pero naghahanap lang sila, naghihintay lang sila kung sino yung mag-approach. And it's the same scenario during Jesus' time. Okay? Na sinabi rito, sa binasa natin, nung alas 12 ng tanghali, meron pa rin na-hire, okay, yung landowner. Nung alas 3 ng hapon hanggang alas 5 ng hapon. Okay? And when the day is over, eto na, yung landowner, willing na siya na bayaran yung mga trabahador na hinila niya. Nasusundan niyo po ba ako? Okay? And alam niyo ba, according to sa culture nila, pagka meron kang hinire na trabahador, kailangan within the day, bago matapos yung araw, mabayaran din agad sila. Sa time natin, maghihintay tayo ng 15 days, tama? Para mabayaran tayo. Pero sa kanila, right there. Okay, after magtapos ng trabaho, bayaran agad. Exactly. Okay, the landowner paid every one of them. Mula dun sa nagtrabaho ng full hanggang sa nagtrabaho ng isang oras lang for a denarius. Then, that day, merong mga nagsigawan. Sabi nila, that's unfair! Okay? That's unfair. In this parable, we will be looking at two types of workers. Okay? The other one is yung mga worker na merong kontrata at saka yung titingnan natin na type of workers na walang kontrata. Yung nagkaroon lang rin ng agreement base dun sa salita nung landowner. Now in this parable, we will look at the landowner as God. Okay? He will represent God while the vineyard will represent His kingdom and the workers represents all of us. And today we'll be looking at some keywords. Okay? As we describe to mga workers na to. Number one, yung word na agreed. In Matthew 20 verse 1 to 2, sabi na, for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing, say agreeing. Agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. When we look at the word agreed, it actually implies a formal contract based on worth or merit and work. In fact, when we define it, it means to decide to accept something after discussing what should might be done. And ganun yung nangyari. Pero in this scenario, dito sa parable na binasa natin, wala tayong makikita na pinirmahan nung landowner at saka nung trabahador. Wala tayong makita doon na contract. But sinasabi rito na they had an agreement. They have a formal contract based on merit. Okay, because they plan to earn their wages. By the way, let me just give you a definition of contract. A contract is important because it can be used in the legal system to ensure that both parties of an agreement are equally compensated for their work, goods, or money. And contracts are legal agreements that may or may not be written. And ganito yung nangyari during that time. Walang pinirmahan na kontrata pero both parties agreed na bayaran ng landowner yung mga workers ng denarius. Now think about this. In one way or another, we treat God and our relationship with Him based on the contract also. Or sometimes on what we can get from Him. For example, sasabihin natin, Lord, I will give you my tithe if you will bless me with promotion or you will let me close some deals. Hello? Sometimes tayo mga Kristiyano, meron tayong gantong ugali or character. Lord, another one, Lord, if I give you my tithe, will you give me a house? Diba? Parang nakipag-negotiate tayo, nakipag-deal tayo kay God at times. Alam niyo, no? Let me give you a confession. In the year 2003, Okay, noong time na nakareceive ako ng calling kay God to go full-time, it was 2001. Then it took me another 5 years para mag-respond dun sa call ni God in my life. Okay, then that time, as a single person, syempre hindi ko ganun na ma-manage yung finances ko. And to make my story longer, okay, since ako yung nagsasalita, okay, meron akong dalawang credit card na parehong merong malaking balance. And when one of our pastors during prayer meeting, okay, made this altar call and sinasabi niya na, sino ba sa inyo rito? You know that God is calling you to go full-time. The time is now. Siyempre, nag-respond ako, nagtas ako ng kamay, pero that time, parang nakipag-bargain ako kay God. It's like having a contract, Lord. Magre-respond lang ako fully kung ayusin mo yung dalawang credit card ko. Guess what? After 1 week, yung balance ng pareho kong credit card pumalo ng sobrang laki. And I was crying, Lord! Bakit ganun, Lord? Willing naman ako mag-respond sa calling mo in my life. Pero bakit biglang lumaki lalo? And that time, I said to God, Lord, ikaw na bahala. Okay, I surrender everything to you. Okay, and it was history. That time, I didn't know yet, fully understand yung grace ni God. But after 1 year, nung naka-enroll kami sa VLI ba nun? Hindi, ENLA naman. Every Nation Leadership Institute 3. Okay, for full-time staff. Okay, after 1 year, God helped me. Okay, and provided for me para mabayaran yung dalawang credit card na yon. God is so good. Doon ko lang naunawaan na this is how the grace of God works in my life. Okay? Ano ba? Sinasabi natin minsan, Lord, I'll sow in the missions, but you have to prosper my business first. Okay? Yung iba sasabihin, Lord, I will serve in the church if you will restore my family. My question for us, church, is that, do we serve God because of what we can get out of the deal or because of who He is? Hello? Nandito ba tayo? Kaya ba tayo umaten ng church at times? Dahil alam natin, pagka nagsimba tayo, eh pwede na tayong lumapit kay God at hilingin yung dapat natin hilingin. Hello? Ganun ba natin tinitreat yung relationship natin with our Lord Jesus? Parang kontrata lang ba? Okay? Serving in the ministry, serving God, we need to check the motives of our heart, why we do what we're doing. Hindi ko po sinasabi na hindi na mali na po, na ma-involve sa ministry. Tama po yan dahil ina-announce po natin yan sa church because we need workers. Hindi po natin din sinasabi na masama umattend ng Sunday service because this is one way na we can be feed with the Word of God. Pero ang sinasabi ko lang po sa atin, we need to check our motives why we do what we're doing. Okay, going back to that question, do we serve God because of what we can get out of the deal or because of who He is? Sineserve ba natin si God dahil may gusto lang tayong makuha sa Kanya? Or are we serving God because we know Him in our life? Hello, church. Are you still here? Now we can see here also that at the end of the story, the landowner honored the agreement. How? By paying, okay, those first worker with the denarius. We are all a witness here that the landowner is true to his word. Second keyword that we will be looking at is the word expected. Matthew 20 verse 9 to 10 says, and when those hired about the 11th hour came, each one of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. Alam niyo na, itong mga first batch na nagtrabaho, okay, this, ang tawag sa kanila yung contract-based workers, are expecting to get more kasi nakita nila na yung nagtrabaho ng isang oras lang, ng tatlong oras, ng anim na oras, e binayaran din ng isang denarius. Na sinasabi nila, sandali, kung kami, nagkaroon kami ng agreement ng landowner na babayaran kami na denarius para magtrabaho ng isang buong araw, pero bakit sila? Okay? Their expectation Okay, change. Nabago, bakit? Bakit nabago yung expectation ng mga first worker? Because they started to look not on the owner, but on what others are receiving. Sometimes, alam nyo po ba na ganun tayo kay God? Instead of us expecting from God more, pero dahil nakikita natin na yung ibang kasama natin ay binebless ni God, minsan nami-misaligned yung expectation natin. Okay, minsan sinasabi natin, bakit ganun? Ang tagal ko na Kristiyano rito ah. Samantalang si Noel, nag-worship lang ng maganda kanina, may bagong blessing agad. That's unfair. Di ba? Minsan ganun tayo kay God. And they're starting to think that they deserve more. Minsan, iniisip natin, dahil matagal na tayong Kristiyano, tapos nagsiserve pa tayo sa church, we thought that we are entitled to a lot of things. Hello? Are you still here with me? Because of our fallen nature, our attention get diverted with what others are receiving. Nagkakaroon tayo ng false expectation from God as well. Okay, nami-misalign yung expectation natin na nagre-result into pride. Okay, wala nang humility. Maaring minsan hindi natin ito na-voice out, pero itong ganitong spirit nandun lang sa ikibaitura ng puso natin. Parang si Peter, nung nag-ask siya kay God na, Lord, I have left everything for you. What should I get? Okay, sometimes, pag meron tayong hinihingi kay God, meron tayong pinagpipray, akala natin, makukuha natin sagot dun sa prayer na yon according to our terms. Pero ang di natin alam, every time we pray to God, He's answering it according to His terms. Why? Because that's how the kingdom of God works. Hindi po natin pwedeng pilipitin yung kamay ni God just for us to get something. Are you still here? We are not entitled to a lot of things. Also, yung question ko sa atin is, yung expectation ba natin is based on observing what others get or on how much we work, or ang expectation natin based dun sa relationship natin with God? Kasi pag na-miss out po natin yon, sobrang magulo na siya. Misaligned na yung ating expectation. Another question that we need to ask is, do we relate to God as if He owes us something or as if we owe Him everything? Church, we need to understand in the first place that God does not owe us something, because the only participation in this life when it comes to salvation is us sinning against God. Wala po tayong ibang participation in our salvation. Hindi po natin po pwede sabihin na save ako dahil of my own righteousness. No. Because the Bible clearly said that our own righteousness is just filthy rags to God. Isang maduming basahan lang po. Kaya whether we like it or not, gustuhin man natin bumait in our own terms, hindi po tayo babait apart from the grace of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are we serving because we are expecting also to be elevated in our position? We need to check our motives. Because real servants are not after the position. They are serving without any expectation in return. So how can we apply this in our life? Simply lang po. Let's get rid of that spirit of entitlement in our lives. Kahit na matagal na tayo nagsiserve, it doesn't matter. Kahit bago pa lang tayo nagsiserve sa church, it doesn't matter. What matters is, we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen? Would you say amen to that? Let's check also our hearts if we have false expectation towards God. Okay? Get rid of I came here first attitude and bago ka lang. Because God will not honor that, because that is out of pride. The third keyword that we'll be looking today is the word grumbled. Say grumbled. Matthew 20 verse 11 to 12 said, and on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, this last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. Sinasabi ng mga first batch, hindi mo ba naintindihan, Master? Kami yung nabilad sa araw. Kami yung nainitan. Kami yung sobrang natusta. Tapos pagdating sa payment, yung bayad sa amin, kapareho lang nung nagbayad nung isang oras. Okay? They are grumbling before the landowner. You know what? When a Christian worker grumbles, it is an indication that he is under contract and not under grace. Come on! Di ba? Pag every time we grumble as a Christian, ibig sabihin lang nun, hindi natin naiintindihan how the grace of God is operating in our lives. We need to understand that grace is something that we don't deserve, but God gave it anyway to all of us. Wow! Which is what always happens when our false expectations are not met. We grumble when someone else gets a raise and we get fired. O minsan, makita natin, yung isa may raise, 2 years pa lang ako, 10 years na. Piso lang ni raise na sweldo ko. Grabe naman. Lord! Sometimes we grumble when someone else gets healed and we are still sick. Diba, we tend to have that big question mark sa utak natin. Pareho lang ba kami ng Diyos? Magkaiba ba kami ng Diyos? Sino may sinasamba niya? We grumble when someone else gets recognized and we get ignored. Ito, matindi to. You know why? Because all of us here, we want to be recognized. Pero pag na-ignore tayo, iba sa atin parang matampuhing pusa. We grumbled when someone else gets married and you are still single. Lord! 41 years old na ako. It doesn't matter. Alam nyo, may kakilala ako. 50 years old, kinasal siya. Kaya may hope pa sa'yo kung 41 years old ka. Hello? Ibang single, OA eh. At age 25, Lord! Nasaan na yung partner ko? Hello? Maubusan ka ba? 25 years old ka pa lang? Nagmamadali ka? Pagkatinan mo sila, sasabihin lang, kasi yung pagpapakasal dapat daw po, 26 eh. Kaya naman pala. My point. We grumble when someone else gets a car and you don't. Lord, 20 years na ako nagpe-pray, Lord. Basya oh. Nag-join lang ng prayer and fasting. Binilas mo na agad ng car. Lord, ako nagka-car pero niloan ko pa. Yung isa, blessing lang. We grumbled when someone else gets a favor and we get rejection. Lastly, we grumble when someone else gets an answered prayer while you are still waiting for your prayers to be answered by God. Now, how do we get rid of grumbling? Simple. Start being thankful to God. Okay? Start being thankful that God has given you the opportunity to be part of His kingdom. We just say amen to that. Be grateful for what you have. Diba? Start comparing yourself to others. Don't get me wrong, church. Yes, we are all asking for blessing from God. I'm not saying maging contento na lang tayo dun sa meron tayo. Pero again, we will go back to sa sinasabi ko kanina at the beginning. Why do you want for more? Kung may isang sasakyan ka na, bakit gusto mo pa ng dalawa? Di ba? Kung may millions ka pa, ba't gusto mo pa ng 10 million? Ba't gusto mo pa ng billion? We need to check the motive of our hearts. Do you understand what I'm saying? Diba? Be grateful for what you have. Yung iba nga, ang trabaho, chemist eh. Chemisis, umaasa. Okay, yung iba, PMA, nagtatrabaho. Pahinga muna, anak. Eto matindi. Sakit na ito, yung iba sa PAL, nagtatrabaho. Paalamunin. Kaya nga, whether yung job mo eh, maliit lang ang sweldo, be thankful to God. Be grateful. Amen? Stop comparing yourself to others. Don't focus on the success of others and their blessings. Focus on God, not on people. Last, look at the cross every day and be reminded how much Jesus has done for your life. Diba? Balik ka lang sa cross parate. Now, the second type of workers na titignan natin, these are the workers na walang agreement. And the word that we'll be looking at is the word trusted. Matthew 20, verse 3 to 5 said, "And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace." Dami talagang tambay, you know. "And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you.' So they went." Okay, these are the laborers who work based on trust. And when we define the word trust, it is something, it is a belief that someone or something is reliable, good, honest, and effective. They work based on the word of the landowner. Sila yung mga nagtrabaho nung third hour, nung sixth hour, nung ninth hour, and 11th hour. Okay? They had no agreement. They simply hoped the landowner would pay whatever is right. They are hoping that the landowner will do what he has promised. Okay? With the two groups, these are the people who has less expectation but a bigger trust on the landowner. They don't complain. They don't murmur or grumble. They just simply have faith on the one who says, "I will give whatever is right." And ang question ko po sa atin, do we still have faith on our God? Di ba? O sometimes, naranasan ba natin na panghawakan yung salita ng isang tao na hindi natin kakilala? Verse 5 is just a proof that these workers trusted. Kahit hindi natin nakita yung word na salitang trusted, but their action, yung as they went to the vineyard, they trusted the word of the landowner. You know, people will not just go if there's no faith on someone else. Tama ba? Diba, hindi naman tayo basta-basta lang sumasama kung wala tayong pananampalataya dun sa isang tao. How much more kung si God yung pinag-uusapan natin? The landowner, since he owns the vineyard, did not need to show them money just for the landowner, okay, to persuade these workers to go to his vineyard. There was an invitation. Okay? Yung pala, makita mo yun. There was an invitation from the landowner to the idle workers and they came. Now, for the workers who trusted, to mga workers na to, dalhin natin sa reality ng buhay. Minsan sasabihin natin, "Lord, di ko deserve mag-work sa kingdom mo kasi ang dami ko nang nasayang sa buhay ko. Nung tinalikuran kita, nung ginagawa ko yung gusto ko. Pero ngayon, you're giving me another chance ng pagkakataon to become part of your kingdom at maglingkod sa iyo. I will work for you even if you will reward me or not." Okay? The Christian worker who trusts is the one who understood the work of grace. Kailangan po natin maintindihan. As I said earlier, grace is something that we don't deserve. But God gave it anyway for all of us. Sometimes nga, yung karamihan sa atin, mas marami pa yung binigay sa atin ni God that we don't deserve. Would you say amen to that? Alam niya itong mga trabahador na to that they don't deserve the work. Pero you can see here how gracious the landowner. Di ba mapapansin mo? Hindi naman sila naghahanap ng trabaho. Tambay nga lang sila eh. Pero it is the grace of the landowner to hire them. Not only to hire them, but to pay them. Now, if we are in this kind of Christian worker, we can say that if I get a house for serving the Lord, I will praise Him. But if I don't get a house, I will still praise Him. Right? Tama ba? What if hindi pa in-answer ni God yung prayer mo? Will you still serve Him? Will you still jump up and down and praise Him? Will you still call to God? Even if I don't get healed from this sickness, I will serve God. I will not complain or twist His hand. Even if I don't get promoted, I will still be grateful to God because I know I don't deserve anything. And that's the reality. We are not entitled to a lot of things. But God had given us privileges. Hello. Now as we conclude this parable, we've looked at the different responses of the workers, but now we'll be focusing on the landowner. Okay, what is the landowner really like? Number one, he is a just. He is just. Matthew 20, verse 13, but he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius?" Gusto pong sabihin sa atin, okay? God here, as the landowner, is not unfair. In fact, he did not show favoritism. Why? Because he paid everything, or every one of them. He is always just in everything he does. Not only that, he fulfills every word that comes out of his mouth. Whatever he promises, he fulfills. Kaya nga si Peter, nung inasyang question na yon, meron ng sagot na nakaready si God para sa kanya. Meron ng reward because God is a just rewarder. Minsan sasabihin natin, pero Pastor, bakit ganon? Minsan, may sinasabing promise sa akin si God, hindi naman niya tinutupad. Ang question ko is, galing ba dito yung promise ni God? Na yun? Or inimbento lang natin? Kasi kung galing dito yon, definitely, as I have said earlier, God will answer your prayer in His term, not in our terms. Also, when we look at the landowner, he is a generous landowner. Matthew 20, verse 15, Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge or envy, jealous, my generosity? You know, God is generous. Would you say amen to that? He is generous to both Christian and not. He is generous to us. Okay? Whether we love Him or not. Sometimes even if we failed Him, God's still providing for us. Tama? Why? Because God, according to His generosity, is unconditional. Just like His love. And here's His answer to Peter's question in Matthew 19:29-7. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. Who among you believe that is generosity? And who among you wants that 100-fold in eternal life? Come on. Church, we cannot outgive God. That's why the only thing that we need to do now is to continue serving Him, giving our full trust and humility. You want to know what's the greatest expression of His generosity towards us? We can read it in Romans 8:32. It says there, "He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how He will not also with Him graciously give us all things." Jesus Christ is His ultimate demonstration of His generosity, okay, by giving him to us and not sparing His Son, in whom He delights greatly. In fact, Jesus, who is first, chose to be the last, so that we who are last can be first. Let me repeat that: Jesus, who is first, chose to be the last, so that we who are last can be first. Do we appreciate this, church? Are we thankful that Jesus came here para unahin tayo at hindi yung kapakanan niya? Okay? If God gave up His most precious Son for you and me as a show of His generosity, tayo kaya? Think about it. What would be our greatest expression of gratitude towards Him? Our tithes? Our time? Our talent? Our treasure? You know what I believe? The greatest expression of our thankfulness towards God and towards the things that He has done for us is our life. Would you say amen to that? Our heart, our full devotion to Him, okay, being surrendered to His purposes. And for us to understand more of what we're trying to point in this parable is that the kingdom of heaven, it's about who He is, not about what we can get. You know why? Because it will always be about Him and not about us. It will always be about Him and not what we can get from God. Amen? Come on, can we just pray right now? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Father, thank you, God, for this afternoon. Lord, thank you, God, for God allowing us to see how gracious and generous you are, God. Lord, by Lord being fair, Lord God, and just, Lord, by not showing favoritism, Lord, thank you that we have a God who is so generous that even to the point of giving your Son Jesus Christ to all of us, He did not complain, Lord. Not only that, but you came here to put us first. With that, Lord, we just want to say thank you, in Jesus' name. As every eye closed and head bowed, if you are here today, you heard all the things that we've talked. Maybe you're here today, you're struggling about grumbling. There's so much grumbling or complaining in your heart. I want you to come to God right now and ask repentance. Okay? I want you to talk to Him. Come on, please make this prayer a very sincere one. I believe God and the Holy Spirit wants to minister to you today. Maybe you have that spirit of jealousy. But all through your life, you've been comparing yourself to other people. This is the moment I want you to come at Jesus' feet and ask for repentance. If you have that spirit of entitlement, you think deserving ka ng maraming bagay dahil magaling ka, this is also the time for you to come to God in repentance. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe God wants us to cleanse today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Come on, take this moment to pray to God right now.